Good morning. Continuing with our conversation of head coverings for women, that a woman is obligated when she's gotten married to cover her hair, assuming that she is permitted to cover her hair with a peah nochris, with a sheitel, as opposed to a techel. That is a big machlokas in the poskim. But obviously, the minhag ha'olam for the most of our is to be lenient, to cover as well with a peah nochris, with a sheitel, with a wig. In that shita, is it permitted for a woman to use her own hair? How would that be? So if she grew her hair out and cut it and used that hair, it was the requisite length to make a sheitel. She gave it to a sheitel person to make it for her. And now she has a sheitel made of her own hair, but it's been cut, detached. Is it permitted to wear a sheitel, or does the sheitel have to be made from the hair of somebody else specifically? So the Shilta HaGiborim wrote a number of hundreds of years ago. V'nired appears to me, d'loshnas aros dida, v'loshnas aros chaverta. It appears to me, it's my opinion, that it doesn't matter whether it's her hair or somebody else's hair. Kol oda vide likisoy hasar ventlushos. As long as it's made as a, for a head covering, it's been detached from her hair, and it's been detached from her head, and now it's been remade to be a kisui yerusha, head covering. The Shilta HaGiborim is indeed lenient. And similarly, the Shut Nachalas Binyamin says Shelo Asru Ela B'Sa'aroteha HaTvukotba. The prohibition of going with one's head uncovered is when your hair that is attached is showing. However, if that hair was cut off and you are wearing a peah nochris, wearing a sheitel with your own hair, that is absolutely mutter, says the Nachlas Binyamin. On the other hand, the Magen Giborim disagrees, and he says, Sa'aroseha shenechtuchu, if a woman had her hair cut off, v'chibartan b'rosha, and then she had it reattached, in other words, she had it made into a structure, into a sheitel, k'deisha tehei niras kebala sa'ar asr, in order to show that she has hair. Then it was if a woman had thinning hair, so she had it put on using her own hair. But we have then a woman using a sheitel made out of her own hair, but it's been cut off and reattached. According to the Magen Giborim, indeed quoting the Lavush, that is problematic. It needs to be from someone else's hair. The Inyan Psak Haruipaskin, so the Mishnah Brura brings both opinions, brings an opinion that a woman using her own hair, that is mutter, and then he says it's utter, so he brings up both opinions there. The Kaf HaChaim is lenient. He says, Sheyesh lahakel, we can be lenient. Im chatcha sa'ar shal atzma, if a woman has cut her own hair, v'achar mikan chibra otam brosh, and then she literally reattaches it, but she uses it in the form of a sheitel, in the form of a wig. The Kaf HaChaim is of the view, because it has been detached, then it is permitted to use, and there's no reason to distinguish between one's own hair and somebody else's hair, because it's no longer attached to the head. One can be lenient. Have a wonderful day.